Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those who are in the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone everywhere else, including right here in the, well, I guess it's fun until it isn't and it sucks until it doesn't, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kina is manning the chat room. So if you'd like to log in there, if you have a question that you would like to post, Producer Kina will make sure that it gets to me. Otherwise, I will be logging into the chat room after the show. So, gifts from the eye of the storm. And it seems that relationships are on a lot of people's minds and thoughts. And we've got one caller who's going to be checking in from Detroit. We're going to get to you just as soon as we can. First, I want to just kind of talk a little bit about what I mean when I say gifts from the eye of the storm. One of the famous laws written by our friend Murphy states, if everything seems to be running perfectly, obviously there's something you don't know about. And today we're looking at those moments when life gives you not only a curveball, but that ball rockets into the stands and nails you right between the eyes. And, you know, these situations can vary. Sometimes they're not that bad, even almost to the point of comical. Others, absolutely heartbreaking. And we're going to be talking about some of those heartbreaking moments in relationships, and especially when they're involving the people closest to us. When a situation comes up where the relationship itself really comes under a significant amount of pressure, whether it's a betrayal, whether it's an abandonment, whether it's people just kind of floating apart, you know, where their goals are no longer in alignment, whether it's a parent and child or two folks in love or friends, no matter what the circumstances, when things like that just really come at us very hard, we've got decisions to make. The main decision is, how do we want to respond, and more importantly, why? Do we want to respond with anger, to hurt in equal proportion to the degree that we have been hurt? With compassion, coming from that higher place of, well, you know, they're just doing what they need to do. From codependence, if I become what that person needs, if I sacrifice more and more of myself, if I just give in to what they want, then we'll be okay and we don't ever have to talk about it and we never have to address it. All that matters is they stay in my life. Sometimes, maybe it's distance. Maybe it's, you know what? We need some space away from each other so we can both think. Also to consider is, what tools do we have in our toolbox? And I've mentioned that before. The tools in the toolbox are the life lessons that we've learned that allow us to choose certain responses. There's a saying that goes, if all you have is a hammer, then all the world must be a nail. And if all you have is one way of responding to events, then if that's the appropriate response, that's wonderful. But if it's not, and you don't have any other tools in your toolkit to work with, then that usually makes things worse. Today we're going to be exploring, learning how to begin healing, especially after heartbreak, while honoring what you feel and opening the possibility for healthy and empowering growth. Okay, so may I state that this topic really does definitely hit home for me right now. There has been a huge, huge change and upheaval in a relationship that means the world to me. And this individual, I know, loves me and cares deeply about me. And yet, a situation has presented where basically my heart was just completely broken and completely shattered. Where do I go? Where do we go in, you know, the relationship that lies between us? How do we move past something that creates so much hurt? Well, the first step is acknowledging that I'm hurting. I stated that my heart was broken. And sometimes that can be really important because we often believe that the other person understands the enormity of their action, the intensity of it. And often that person may really not understand. They may go, oh, well, they're hurt, but they may not know how hurt. So it's important to make sure that you say and acknowledge, I am hurt. This hurts me just right down to my toes. And it's not about the person acknowledging at that point. It's about you acknowledging that you have that right, that that is your authentic place that you're in right then. Because if we don't acknowledge, if I were to say, wow, that kind of bothered me, or if I didn't say anything, I don't want them to know it would bother me because then it would hurt their feelings and I would feel bad. It's like, you know what? If you feel something, say it. And say it in the way that expresses. If you feel like you have to cry, cry. Whether you're male or female, tears are tremendously healthy. And the body will cry the tears that the eyes don't. So you may as well let it out if that's genuinely how you feel. I was speaking to a very, very dear friend of mine, a woman named Janet, and for many years she has worked with people who are in crisis, who are in moments of trauma, who are in moments of grieving, who have sustained some sort of emotional shock, and she does an amazing, amazing job. And so when we spoke, she asked me, and I told her what had happened, and her first question was, wow, can you tell me what you're feeling? Now, often people will either listen and try to say, well, I know how you're feeling. Doesn't know how you're feeling, really, to hear that is, you know, I'm sure we can all agree that that's really irritating. If the person is like, really, you have no idea what I'm feeling. So to have somebody ask, what are you feeling? I was able to verbalize, it's like, okay, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling hurt, I'm feeling pain, I'm feeling, you know, rejection, I'm feeling fear. And by taking all of those pieces and putting them into perspective for myself, that was a tremendously just tiny healing piece for me. I mean, it was a small piece, but it was very powerful to be asked, can you tell me what you're feeling? If you're experiencing something like this, find someone who can be able to hold that space for you. And, you know, we've talked about that before. What I mean by holding space for someone is to sit there and really listen to them, not try to fix them. The pain that I went into was just horrible beyond the telling of it. And yet I was still working through, okay, what am I feeling? What are the dominant feelings? I'm going to go from anger into hurt, maybe back into anger to fear, then back into hurt. And so it just kind of bounced around. But being able to actually say, this is what I'm feeling, and just have somebody be there and honor what it was that I was going through. Then she spoke back to me. Okay, what I hear is that you're feeling this, you're feeling this, you're feeling this. And it's like, yeah, that's it. So being able to, one of the main pieces in being able to work through especially heartbreak is to be able to say, okay, this is where I am in this moment, and it's painful, and it's horrible, and I don't like it here. Then it's about figuring out what in that moment, what is the first thing I need to do to help me? And maybe it's go have a cry. Maybe it's, you know, talk to the person. Maybe it's scream in a pillow. Maybe it's whatever it is to get you from one step to the next step to the next step. Because as we go into that place of finding the eye of the storm, finding that still place where the chaos is moving around you and you can see it, but you're not in it. And at that point, a lot of different things can come up. And most of them depend on what your life history has been. How have you dealt with these situations in the past? Think about the old relationships, how they moved through, how they ended. What was it that you felt? What was it that you needed? What did you learn from it? And then decide, okay, in this moment, what I need is I need to talk to one of my friends. In this moment, what I need is maybe chocolate, maybe to be alone, maybe to be with other people. Relationships can be tremendously dynamic, and the most powerful aspects are when the relationship is beginning and when the relationship is ending. Decide what you need in that moment and go from there. Find a way to be able to bring that into yourself. Now, in the next moment, you may be feeling something else. Go with that. Because at the beginning, all it is one feeling after another, looping back around. One minute, you know, you're angry and defiant. The next minute, you're sobbing. And all you want is to go back to the way it was before everything started falling apart. That's one thing that we can't do. And believe me, there are points in this process where I would love to be able to just make it go away. And often we just want to make the sad stuff go away. Does that serve anybody? Now, especially if it's a situation of a relationship between a parent and a child, because the whole relationship, especially as the child becomes an adult, everything changes. Suddenly, it's not clear cut. You don't have the final word. As a parent, we spend our lives, or in the best circumstances, we spend our lives making our decisions in the best way we can for our child. And it's really hard to watch someone make decisions that we really feel that, you know, maybe aren't the best decisions in the long run. And we can't take away from them their right. And really, that applies to most relationships. It may reach a point where you have to let that person go, to let them possibly crash and just hit rock bottom. And then when they get there, they need to stay there until they get out of it what they need to get out of it. And that's the hard part, not to rescue, not to save. To be able to keep a certain amount of distance and yet not walk away, you know, completely. There's a difference between letting someone go through what they need to go through, even though it's just heartbreaking to see them do it, and saying, you know what, the relationship is over that way. Love comes from that place of, you know what, this person is a part of me. They have been a part of me for so long that I cannot even think of what my life would be without them. And maybe they need space for a while to find what they need to find. And then you see if you can come back around to each other. And we all know of families where, you know, people just stop speaking. Now, I don't believe that this will be the circumstance with me and you know, my relationship tsunami that's going on. And to be willing to let this process go. We all have to be willing to let the process run its course, because that's where the gift comes in, not just for that person, but for ourselves. To view the relationship as, am I with this person? Is this person in my life because I want them to be in my life? Or are they in my life because I need them? And if you need them in your life, be careful of the story that you've attached to them. Peace by any means or at any cost is not, in my humble opinion, the way to have a long and loving and warm relationship where both people grow. To be able to say, I want this person in my life because it's what I choose. It's what I want. And I understand that they may have to go take their own course for a while. I will trust. And by honoring what you feel, by being present to what you need, and really being honest with what is best for this other person, is it best for me to go and try to fix it and make it right? Or is it best for this river to run its course, for them to really understand that, you know what, you can be out there on your own. I can care for you, I can love you, and I will not make it my job to reduce your consequences. Because it really is about consequences. People make choices in relationships that have consequences. If you reduce the consequences, they don't learn anything. And really, neither do you. So take that into consideration. What is the long-term gain, allowing it to run its course, from allowing someone to really see what their consequences can be in the relationship? That way, if they come back into the relationship, they come back because they choose it. We can't make them choose us. We can't make them see the hurt that we've experienced. And to have them hurt because we were hurt doesn't lead anybody anywhere. So consider that. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take this call from Detroit. And
I
now
am
hopefully
you.
I'll get your name correct. Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, okay. And
yes.
Didn't you call us before?
A while
first
back.
Calling? A while back. Yeah, I thought I recognized it. So, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So, what is your question about relationships?
Yes, I was wondering how Bill Sam come up on me.
I'm sorry?
I was
just
wondering
repeat
how.
That.
I was wondering how Sam felt about me.
Okay. Let's see. And remember, as I always tell people, sometimes I get a feeling for things, and I will never claim that I'm a psychic, but sometimes I get impressions. And right now, because I'm working this big relationship piece, so, you know, we'll see if we're hit or miss. So.
Okay.
See, that way I get my disclaimer out. So really, the first thing that kind of strikes me is just, you know, this really big transitional piece you're in. And it's about weighing the pros and cons of having a particular person in your life, because, you know, what I get is that, you know, there are definitely some thorns in those roses. But the roses are still there. It's about deciding, you know, and it seems like the dilemma is that, are the thorns worth it? What are the chances that the thorns will just fall off the roses? Or do you need maybe to switch to violets? Does that resonate at all?
I'm trying to understand the way you're talking, how you're putting it all together. I'm still trying to put the pieces together myself as you continue.
Okay. So, you know, there's a relationship which has some really good points and some really hard points. And it's about trying to figure out whether or not, one, the good stuff is worth the hard stuff. Two, what are the chances that the hard stuff is going to go away and that it'll smooth over without having to actually, you know, do a whole lot of changing of things? Maybe the person will just, it's like, you know what, I woke up today and I realized that I have been very hurtful and I'm sorry and I am going to change. Or
so
three,
that's how he feels about me, or...
Well, it's about you, and it's about, you know, this other person. It's about what is your contract. It's about what does the relationship give you, and what does it take from you.
Oh.
And is this something that you really want as opposed to really need? I mean, a lot of people feel it's like, no, this person, I feel down to my toes that this person is meant to be in my life. I've prayed on it. I've concentrated on it. And I just can't see being without him.
I don't feel that connection with him.
You do or you don't?
I don't.
You don't. Okay. So what is it that you're looking for from the relationship?
No, I was just, you know, wondering how does he feel about me as me being a friend? Like, do it ever cross his mind that we maybe head into a relationship, or he not into me, or something like that, so I could give a second thought on stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, it really is when there's been a big shift in a relationship. And then it goes into that, okay, what would be the second best choice? What would be something that, you know, because really once, especially if it's like a big major shift in a relationship, it's never going to be what it was. It could be better. And one of those ways it could be better is by creating a friendship. It could be that you guys are meant to be wonderful friends, but the pressure of the relationship makes it so that, you know, it can't be more than that. What I would ask is, are you believing that you can be friends with him? That, you know, you can just go into that place of, you know what we had, it was cool, but now we can just hang out, we can go to movies, we can be happy for each other, you know, because a part of that is being able to watch the other person go into another relationship. How do you feel about that? Sherelle, are you still there? Oh, well, it looks like we lost connection. So we're going to see if she comes back in. And unless you hit the mute button.
Hello?
Hello. Ah, there you are.
Oh, I thought you had disconnected.
All of a sudden, it just went gone. So,
I was saying that I don't know if there's something that could be pursued or further on, because we don't even do friend stuff. We don't even talk on the phone, go out, or anything. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then y'all probably look like, well, why do you want a friend like that?
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, you don't have to have a reason to want someone in your life. You know, if somebody has been a part of your life in a way that you know, just really changed your world. To have that person leave your life and just have nothing, you know, that's tremendously hurtful. And, you know, there are those who say, well, it's like taking off a bandage. You just rip it off and don't look back. So what I would suggest to you, and I gave my friend, producer Kina, the phone number to reach Dottie Boone. And she was the psychic who was on. And give her a call. And she can probably give you some insight that might be really useful to you. And I know that she is just awesome at it. What I would offer to you is never rule out any possibilities. Allow yourself, I mean, if you're going to tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. And you never know from moment to moment what is going to happen, you know, in a relationship that is still kind of evolving. My feeling is that there is still this connection between the two of you. What the nature of that is, you know, that will, you know, time will tell. Your contract with this person is not really complete until you both figure out what it is that you were meant to learn from it. And, you know, the relationship may change. You may be able to move into a whole new level of a relationship with this person. Maybe staying friends, and it'll reach a point where it's like, you know what? You know, we were friends for a while, and you may realize, wow, I just realized that this person is my friend. And as long as you are authentic with yourself, you're honest with yourself to what you're feeling and what your expectations are, and keeping in mind that he is not obligated by your expectations. Let yourself just allow it to flow. Don't worry about what something means. Just kind of be with it. And my guess is that there's a more natural flow to this.
Don't put
so much pressure on yourself. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. You take care, and I hope that
you
things work out for you, okay? All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
So, look at your relationships. Look at what you learn from them. Look at what you gain and what is taken from you. There are many different ways of having relationships. There's many different ways of being in relationship. Honor who you are. Honor what you feel. Because it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. And what you choose based on that is up to you. Remember that nobody is obligated to work to make you happy. That comes from inside. And we can also make each other happy. Never sell yourself short, because you are precious, each and every one of you. You deserve happiness. You deserve love for exactly who you are. You shouldn't have to change. So, blessings to each and every one of you. Love yourselves. Love the creator of all things in whatever way you feel that happens for you, whatever spiritual practice you have. And I hope you all wish me luck in the work that I'm doing. And I will take every prayer and good thought I can get. So, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or would like to find out more about me, you can go to my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also reach me by email at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. I am available for one-on-one consultations, and I am also available to come wherever you are if you would like me to come and be a speaker. So, I wish you blessings. I wish you balance. I wish you relationships filled with love. And we'll see you next Thursday. Take care, everyone.